Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's get to our friend Annie Fry, please.
Back up, you creep. So beat the drum with me. Get away from me. I'm not
America, sweetheart. Annie Fry of the Annie Fry Show, every weekday, noon to three, right here on the radio station. Annie, good morning.
Good morning.
I said my wife wishes she had a pause button for me, but that doesn't exist in real life.
Yeah, we can't be so lucky all the time. Yeah, I'm sure that's just what my husband wants to do when we're arguing is make sure he rewinds to make sure he catches every nuance of what I'm trying to say to him.
Well, that's because we don't always remember what comes out of our mouths. So, you know what I'm saying. Hey, I have a question. I know I never watched The View, but I watched the fallout from The View yesterday because Don Trump Jr. was on there. Did you get a chance to see that? You probably talked about it on your show.
The View is like a cold. It's like, it's there. You get in the cold season and you kind of try to avoid it. You try to wash your hands. You try to stay away from it. And then every once in a while, it just creeps into your life. And then it lingers around for a while and you got to try to remember to do all the things you can to get it back out of your life again. So it did creep into my life a little bit yesterday. And that was only because I was on Twitter just trying to keep up with what was going. And I look over to the side and it says that The View is trending. I'm like, what the heck? Like, The View is there every day. Why is this trending? And then I clicked on it. And on Twitter, when I was looking at the feed of tweets that showed up when I clicked on the hashtag The View, oh my gosh, the hatred in this country for Don Jr. Now, granted, he just wrote a book called Triggered, and I've seen people using triggered hashtags the last week or so. Great marketing on their part.
Yes.
And it's about triggering liberals. And I mean, just by virtue of being on that show, like his physical presence, which expands to anybody in his family, that this family that, the patriarch is now, whether you like it or not, president of the United States, is too much for a lot of people in this country. And there's a lot of fun that you can poke at that, and there's a lot of jokes that you can say about it, but it truly, honestly, at the end of the day, is a tragedy for our country that there are a lot of people who can't even stomach to say his name, including Whoopi Goldberg. She couldn't even say Donald Trump's name. It's like she had guests on her, like, was it a hostage situation? Why was it that they had to have Don Jr. on the show? It doesn't make any sense to me. And regardless of what people feel about Meghan McCain, I've never felt like she on that show really articulates my conservatism and where I come from. So when I tune in and see what they have to say, there's nobody with my view. And when it's supposed to be The View, I don't care if you've got five women at a table who want to discuss issues and, you know, they don't all agree with what I say. I actually enjoy that concept. You can see that outnumbered every day on Fox because they basically created that show to be like The View, but actually to have real conservatism as a portion of the discussion that's on that show. But I mean, it's a dumpster fire. And
no, it is.
It is like every time you tune in, and yesterday was just a little extra white hot in the dumpster fire category.
And at least on Outnumbered, they have a true liberal on there. They put Marie Harf and other people on there who worked for the Obama administration. So you've got people who at least legitimately espouse that point of view. The View's never really had that. Then now with Abby Huntsman and Meghan McCain on there, I don't know why anybody would watch it. They're like tokens. I did want to play a little clip from the show yesterday because Don Trump Jr. did his homework before he went on there. I think he knew what he was in for. He knew it was going to get huge ratings. Go to cut 15 for us, please.
We've all done things that we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing a discourse down, Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
no,
you
I
said that Roman Polanski.
I'm sorry, and don't.
You said that Roman Polanski. It wasn't rape. When he raped a child. So let's talk about this.
So you want to bring this up? The question came up.
I did not go in blackface. Please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
So listen, being black, I recognize blackface. This I can say. Okay.
I think they were triggered.
Is it ridiculous to think that Whoopi Goldberg has a leg up on recognizing blackface more than white people because she's black?
Yeah.
I mean, I said this yesterday about on Twitter, because we didn't really talk about it much on my show because at the time people were still in like meltdown mode on both sides of the aisle. But when it comes to Joy Behar and her blackface or non-blackface, here's what she said that she did. And they showed a picture of her on The View. And Raven Simone from the Cosby Show was on there and given her the biggest side eye you can give somebody when that picture popped up. She said that she dressed as a quote, beautiful black or African woman, I should say. Well, there's two contexts in which blackface is, or two reasons that blackface is inappropriate. The first is because of the historical connotations of what it was used for in our country. The second is that, especially since this conversation has been brought to the light, is people who are African-American, or African for that matter, are saying, can you not dress up as, like, my nationality as a costume? And Joy Behar would light anybody on fire who would come on her show and have done exactly what it is that she did. And she gets to be proud of it. Why? Because she just gets to, because she's a liberal. And in the world we live in right now, if you're on the left side of the aisle, you get to do things and you get to get away with things that you get crucified for being on the right. So the question doesn't need to be, is it okay to wear blackface? I think we all actually kind of agree, you know, whatever the degree of blackface you're wearing, that this is like it's not really the greatest idea. Maybe don't do it at all. But the hypocrisy that exists drives people crazy. And then they just tune it out because they get sick of it. Like, the American people are not as stupid as the people in The View hope that we are.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And the fact that she wants to deny that that's what it was, and Whoopi Goldberg wants to deny what she said about rape, they don't want to focus on any of that. So anyway, that people need to go watch that. They need to watch those clips because they're really funny. The other big news that's happened, I guess, really late yesterday at some point, is this whole story about Michael Bloomberg. I want to play for you a soundbite from Michael Bloomberg and get your reaction to it. Whoops, what have I done here? Well, hold on. I had my audio down. My apologies. Here we go. Bad radio.
I hope it doesn't have to wait, a year and a quarter until the next presidential election. We can't wait. And I keep saying, whether you like the president or not, everybody has to pull together and help the president, because as the president goes, so goes the country. As the country goes, so goes your job, your ability to feed your family.
Boy, Michael Bloomberg sounds awfully reasonable there, doesn't he? Except that he was talking about Barack Obama. He wasn't talking about Donald Trump. No matter how you feel about this president, we need to pull together and move forward. If that's Michael Bloomberg's campaign this time, maybe he makes some ground in this race. What do you think?
I honestly, when I saw that headline that he was going to run for president, I can't keep track. I was like, I guess he hasn't been on the stage yet. I know he's talked about it quite a bit. That, relatively speaking, there's a lot of room for a lot of people to get in here and sound a bit more rational than the folks that are out there. And if you're going to see somebody like him actually get in the race, I think that's a good indication that Joe Biden is not a livable entity through the rest of this primary. People don't think that he's going to be able to sufficiently hold down the more moderate, relatable a slot in this Democratic primary. So is that Michael Bloomberg? I'm not sure. I don't know. But I do look at the remaking of the Democratic Party, which started with Bernie Sanders in 2016. And when you think about how the DNC worked to ensure that Bernie didn't get any further than he did and that Hillary Clinton would get the nomination, it really is something to see how in the process of doing that, they got what they wanted. Hillary was the nominee. And bringing everything to light about how much they screwed over Bernie Sanders.
Boy.
And many of the people who were Democrat voters, they really fortified Bernie Sanders' movement. And they've really reshaped the entire Democratic Party in spite of themselves, because they pushed him aside and in turn pushed all of his voters aside. I don't think he would have necessarily gotten the nomination anyway. But when Hillary does, and she was such a failure, now you've got a handful of socialist Democrats in the Democratic primary legitimately running for president and leading the pack. That's a crazy, crazy thing. So if Michael Bloomberg goes in there, I think if he has a rational approach to it, I think it's only going to make people question the reality of what socialism is even more. And in this economy, if it keeps up, and with Donald Trump being able to show tens of thousands of people wherever he goes across the country, I could totally see how if you're on the Democratic side of the aisle right now, you're getting pretty nervous.
He's 77 years old. I think it speaks to the desperation on the Democratic side that they're going to end up. Joe Biden is faltering. Chris Steyerwald said yesterday Elizabeth Warren is in deep, deep trouble. Go to Cut 21.
Elizabeth Warren has had just a stinkeroo 2 weeks. It's been horrible for her.
Has the surge stopped for her?
Not only has it stopped, it's reversed. Her numbers are down. A month ago, she was right at Biden's heels. She was in our average. She was just about 2 points behind him. Mm-hmm. Now it's more like 6 points. She's in big trouble.
Yeah, that's what Steyerwald thinks. Their hair's on fire because they're scared to death. They know impeachment's not going to go anywhere, and they're afraid they're going to end up with an 80-year-old Bernie Sanders as the Democratic nominee in 2020, and Donald Trump is going to wipe the floor with him.
Yeah, you know, I was reading an Elizabeth Warren tweet yesterday that had popped up on Fox News there in the studio, and it was talking about how the fact that she's ruffled a lot of feathers with the way she talks about raising taxes on the rich. She says you can tell when you ask them to chip in more, they get all nervous. That's how you know the system is working for them. And there's such an arrogance to the way she talks about that, as if all of this money that you're working hard, getting up at, 3 a.m. to come in and make money, and you know, every middle American who's investing time and energy in making ends meet to the point where, God willing, they have a little extra to spare at the end of the day, that all of these people need to really think about how they need to chip in. That means that Elizabeth Warren thinks that ultimately it's not about how much money you chip in. It's how much money she lets you keep. And I think that Donald Trump is going to be able to make that point so simply and so easily with a Bernie Sanders, or especially an Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren will get, she'll have some quips that she's got, you know, written out on note cards that she's going to want to try to land on Donald Trump. And that is just not going to play with Donald Trump, because he's too good at that type of stuff. And that's not what she does. And what she has to bring to the table is the idea that the prosperity that exists in America somehow belongs to the United States government first. And, you know, it's your paycheck. If she allows you to keep it, it's as backwards as can be. And I think Americans are woke to that, if you will.
Had Adam Michelle on yesterday from the Heritage Foundation. He's has a PhD in economics, and he was discussing the fact that what she and Bernie want to do is impossible to accomplish without raising taxes on the so-called middle class, which is a floating, there's a floating line there as to what designates somebody in the middle class. Are you middle class if you make more than $40,000 a year? Well, you may not think so, but you're actually in the top 50% of all wage earners in this country if you make more than $40,000 a year. Most people wouldn't think that's a large salary. I mean, it's just a moving target, Annie.
Yeah, for sure. The any time that the beginning of the conversation starts with who owns the money in this country, and you're talking to a socialist, you're going to be greatly disappointed in where you believe that your paycheck actually goes and where it belongs.
And where the money's going to come from for some of this stuff. So it's interesting to see that Bloomberg thinks he wants to jump in now, and this is going to make a difference. Hey, before we run out of time, just quickly, there were a couple big headlines on impeachment yesterday. And I thought that right off the top there, I don't know if you heard that or not, Greg Jarrett kind of nailed it all. that all of the people they're bringing forward as they build another transcript toward impeachment, these are all opinion witnesses, diplomats who have their own political agendas, who are willing to come forward and say, well, I thought, but none of them have proven anything. I think it's just all part of their effort to build an argument.
Yeah, and fool me once, shame on you, but we saw how this worked. We knew how bad it was to think about the President of the United States colluding with a foreign government to try to steal an election, and I think that a lot of people waited very patiently for the Mueller report to come out, who didn't want what they were saying to be true because they wanted to think that the person they voted for actually won the election. And lo and behold, we find out the whole time that not only was it not true what they were saying, there are a ton of questions surrounding the origin of that story, that it might have been purposely put together to try to make it look like, to almost frame Donald Trump to look like he did something that he didn't do. So while Adam Schiff and all the merry women and men that he's got working against this president to try to undermine him once again, I'm going to need to see some hardcore evidence, hardcore facts. And I think that the Democrats in this country have calloused so many American voters to, even if they were to find out that this was worst case scenario against Donald Trump, people aren't going to care. Not enough people are going to care because it's political. It's mean-hearted. And as I said yesterday on my show, the Democrats have in such plain sight, right in front of our eyes, in so many different possible ways, told us what they want to do to this president from the very beginning. It's in such plain sight. Sometimes it's hard for us to even notice and see. Just stop and listen to what the Democrats have been saying for so long, and you'll know exactly what they're doing.
That is a great point. Annie, we'll look forward to the Annie Fry Show this afternoon, as usual, noon to 3. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.